Did he hurt you? Oh my God, look at that bruise. Was he trying to rape you? Well, I'm glad I heard you struggling and got here in time. No, don't worry. I'll look away while you get your panties back on. Okay. Did you know him? Your attacker, I mean. Oh, you do? Okay, I see. You poor little kitten. He claimed to be your friend, didn't he? Until you said no. And then he got a little too, demanding. Oh, it's an old story. I've heard it many times over the long decades. Hmm? Oh, I'm a lot older than I look. The police? No, there's no need for them. No. No, he's not unconscious. He's dead. He's quite dead. Well, yes, I killed him. How? Well, easily, I should say. He was so focused on pulling down your panties that he never heard me creeping up on him, and I snapped his neck like a dry twig. I see you're shocked. Well, I'm a little upset with myself as well. I mean, I hate wasting food like that. Oh no, don't do that. I wouldn't like it. Well, you were thinking of running. Don't deny it. You were going to let those high heels drop right off your feet and run as fast as you can, mewling all the way like the scared little kitten you are. Do you think you can make it? I move fast and quiet. You already know I'm strong. In fact, maybe you should run. Yeah, that might be fun. The fear of the chase often makes the blood more savoury. Doesn't it sound like a good idea anymore? You'd rather talk your way out of this predicament. Well, I have some bad news for you. There is no way out. Not the way that you want. Yes. You see, I might not have intervened, save that I caught your scent. See, virgins are quite distinctive. I couldn't let him spoil you. Not before I got a chance to taste you, anyway. Oh, tears. How delicious. Your fear is understandable, perhaps even desirable, but don't pretend you don't want this. So you do have some fire in you after all. No, I don't mean that you want to be raped, especially not by a false friend. I mean that deep down, buried below your good girl knee-length skirt and white cotton panties, there's a dark desire. You want to be taken. And not by a man, by a monster, a beast. And I assure you, I quite fit that description. Oh my. Those sobs are quite provocative. I don't really wish to stop them, but I must tell you that it isn't all bad news. No, you see, he probably would have killed you when he was done. He'd have realised that you wouldn't keep his crime a secret and would have ended your sweet young life. And what a shame that would have been. I, on the other hand, will only kill you if you leave me unsatisfied. So, here is what you're going to do. You're going to get on your knees in this filthy alley, feeling the gravel and broken glass dig into your delicate skin. Show me what a good little virginal kitten might do when her life is on the line. That's right. Don't hesitate. Unzip me. Oh, that little gasp. So adorable. Have you ever seen a cock before? Have you ever held one in your little hand? Oh, good. You really are a true virgin. You don't understand the value you hold in my society. a delicious, fuckable little snack. Your tears still flow, but your eyes are wide and eager. Young one, take me in your mouth. Don't hesitate. A good pet knows how to please her master. Very good. Don't stop. Deeper. Take me deeper in your mouth. Afraid? Let me guide you with my hands. Your feeble strength can't stop me. Just... There. All the way back. So your tight little throat grips me. What? Can't you breathe? Oh dear. There. Is that better? Yes, I'm cruel. Of course I'm cruel. As you desire me to be. Oh, you might cry and curse me, but I can smell how your arousal grew as I forced my cock down your throat. Do you deny it? No? Good. By all means, keep crying, but do stand up. I wasn't asking. Good. Turn around and lift your arms up. I'm taking your shirt off, of course, so I can get a better grip on your soft flesh. And now up with the skirt. Oh, listen to those sobs. So very pathetic and arousing, my pet. And now I'm going to tear those pretty little white panties of yours off. When I'm done, I don't want you to have anything to cover yourself with. There. Bend over. Put your hands on the wall, kitten. Oh, my, what a sight. Your ass quivers so as you sob. It makes you more appealing to the predator in me. You feel that pressing up against your virginal little cunt, kitten. Yes, I heard you moan. I know you want it. Beg me. You heard me. Beg me. Beg me to take you and make you mine. Do it, kitten. Do it, or I shall be most displeased. You wouldn't want that. Oh. Good. There can be no doubt that you were a virgin. Oh, did that hurt? Did you want your first time to be gentle? Too bad. This is what you really need and deserve, my sweet little kitten. That's it. My good little pet, moan and sob. Yes. You're so tight, as only a virgin can be. That's it, kitten. Push back against me. Don't just be fucked. Let your body tell me what you want. Good. Good, you're taking your punishment well. You have, haven't you? You dreamed of something like this before. You must have wanted this debasement in a dark place by a cold thing like myself. Is that why you're moaning so loudly? I can't wait any longer. Got to taste you. Oh, yes. Delicious. Oh, yes. Yes, you were delicious, my pet. Simply delicious. And look. Look there. My still warm seed drips down the inside of your thigh, even as your blood trickles down your back and your tears pour freely from your beautiful eyes, which, you'll note, I left intact. Yes, you may lower your skirt and put your shirt back on, kitten. It was wise of you to ask permission first. You're learning the rules. Very adaptable. It's good. I am most pleased with you. Pleased and satisfied. I won't kill you. Not tonight. All right. Come along, my pet. I'm sorry, kitten. Was I unclear? I said come along. That's right. I did say I wouldn't kill you. I never promised to let you go free. Did you not wonder why I called you my pet or kitten? That's right. You're mine now. Completely. I love the way you try and control your tears. It's most fetching. I do not believe that I will tire of you for a very, very long time. Come along. Oh, come on, pick up the pace, dear. Miles to go before we sleep.